Blog Talk Radio.
I have so many friends, I'm no longer here. Why you took them away, left me here, I'm a tear. Whoa, I guess I have more to do, and you have more assignments for me to complete. I could have been believe that you'd want to use me. I have been gone. I'm so impressed. But if you love me when I don't deserve, oh, when you never let me alone, and I'll never be alone.
Hallelujah. I'll never
be able to repay you for all you've done. When I think about his goodness, how he spared me, I was on the streets of Atlanta yesterday and looking at a lot of things that was going on downtown Atlanta, and I looked at all of the homeless people, and I looked at some of the craziness, and then I thought about how God delivered me and how he brought me. And I want the world to know I can never repay him. I could have been one of those. I saw a pair of shoes just for sitting up on the wall. Somebody left them shoes there. Don't know the condition behind it. But I knew one thing, that could have been me. I saw a man that had, he had a buggy full of all his whole life was in that buggy. That could have been me. But God saw fit to do me a little different, and I just want the world to know I can never repay him. And for those that might be thinking, oh, yeah, this, that, and the third, brother and sister, let me tell you, it's only by the grace of God you're where you're at, and don't forget that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she will give us a word of prayer. And after that, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'd be so kind to give us a sandwich for the week. So let me hear from Pastor Bill first, please.
Praise God. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Pastor, thank you for that selection. Amen. Never be able to repay you for all you've done. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter and verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you, Lord, for our pastor, Father God. Lord, we just giving you thanks for all things, Father God. Just as Pastor was sharing, it could have been us, Father God, but you looked beyond our faults and you saw our needs, Father God, and you saw a need for us to have a changed mind and a changed heart, Father God. And Lord, we give you thanks for the change, and we're thanking you, Father God, that you have been good to us, Father God. And Lord, as we come together in your word, open up our hearts right now, Father God, to receive the teaching today, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches the word of God to us, Father God, and that we will, even after the broadcast is done, continue to meditate on your word, Father God, and live according to the word of God. Bless all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, for you know what they're going through, those that are on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, Father God. And so, Father God, we know you're in control of all things, so we just ask that you would just help us all to lean and depend on you, for that's where all of our help comes from. And, Lord, be with those who are bereaved, Father God. And you say you will keep thee in perfect peace, Father God, whether they are bereaved, going through, no matter what. If we keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, we will have that perfect peace. And be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And so, Father God, we're going to stand on your promises, stand on your word. No matter what the enemy try to bring to us, we're going to stand on the word of God and go forth. Now, Lord, bless each and every one and bless this broadcast. We bind it up each and every one that is going through anything the enemy tried to throw their way, Father God, we got a spiritual back, and we can send it right on back to that enemy that's trying to destroy, because that's what he set out to do. So, Father God, we just thanking you for all things, for every perfect gift comes from you. So help us, Father God, to remember your word, study your word, meditate that on the word of God, and have our hearts open to receive the teaching of the word of God today. And we thank you in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist,
can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. The first piece of bread, Colossians, is the book today. It's coming from Colossians 1:13. This is the New Living Translation. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen.
Amen.
On that second piece of bread, we're going to put James 1:17. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes. He never changes or caused a shifting shadow. Amen. I like that. So that's, to me, that's saying he ain't going to flip and flop on you. Oh, I like you today. Well, tomorrow, get away from me. I don't like you. He ain't going to flip flop. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, inside the bread. Oh, that got me going there. I forgot. Inside the bread, we got to put, by our stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And I like that, James 1:17. It's a lot of shifting shadows.
Amen.
What was that last scripture you gave?
I think it was James.
I got James 1:17.
I want to say that's what she said, Pastor.
Okay. Where'd she go? Okay.
James 1:17.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Before we begin, okay, I see somebody, they raised a hand. We'll let you in a minute. I want to give kudos to a pastor from yesterday. That was a beautiful review. I went back and played it, and I want to thank you and Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Renee for that beautiful prayer on yesterday. And Pastor, you did an awesome job. And God knows it's just awesome to be able to have somebody you can depend on. And it's just a beautiful thing that you know you got somebody you can depend on, and they'll be there for you when you need them. So I just want to again say thank you so much, Pastor. I really appreciate it so much. Okay, before we get started with this week's lesson, There's somebody, I don't know if they would like to say something or what, but it's phone number ending at 6998. You on the air with the word at noon. Like to say something? Would you like to say something? Phone number ending with 6998. Or are you just listening? Maybe they won't say anything. They did. They'll push again. But there again, Pastor, I want to thank you so much. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the integrity of the Word of God, and we're talking about developing the integrity. Now, in the Old Testament, you'll find the word integrity, but in the New Testament, you won't. And I know Pastor left off yesterday talking a couple things about integrity, and it was a blessing from the review from last week. I think it was in Psalms 41, and also, I want to say it was in Peter. But I do want to start back there, because last week, that's what we talked about, developing integrity. Brothers and sisters, the only way you can get integrity is to be in Christ, okay? Just let me be real clear with that. Let me go and put that out there. Because it's really integrity is being in a state of completeness. It's being complete. It's being whole. And we as Christians, Christ-like, the only way we're going to be whole is in Christ. So 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. See, you become new. You're spiritual now. You're no longer after the flesh, but you're after the spirit. So we're going to ask Pastor Shield start us off. What was that scripture you started off yesterday? I want to say it was in, was that Psalms? Or I just called verses 11 and verses 12. Where were you at, Pastor? You remember? Okay. And also, while she's finding that, Pastor Marilyn from North Carolina, she texted me and told me she really enjoyed you. So I just want you to know that she texted me and told me she really enjoyed you on yesterday. And that was great. It was great to hear. Okay, Pastor, you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Psalms. I had Psalms 25. I had a couple of them in Psalms. Excuse me, but from the King James. Psalms 41. Is 11 and 12, and I thank each and every one for their encouraging words as well. So 41, it says, "By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemy doeth not triumph over me. As for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and setting me before thy face forever." Amen.
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 In the Messenger, 11 and 12 reads as follows. "Because my enemy does not triumph over me, by this I know that you favor me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before you forever." Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then we had a
Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. I was going to give the definition that I have for integrity. I heard you say it as well. So the definition means the quality of being honest and fair, the state of being complete or whole. Amen. Back to you,
Pastor. Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, integrity has to do with virtue. It has to do with righteousness. It has to do with rightness. You know, just do the right thing. It has to do with being honest, you know, goodness. You know, when a person demonstrates these morals, they have integrity. Now, in the eyes of God, it's a whole nother realm. God only want to see your integrity through Christ. You know, sometimes people don't want to be truly honest. They 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. But when you're completely honest, you say, hey, I was wrong. I'm just wrong. A guy, he had picked Georgia. So instead of him, it was a football game on Saturday, for those that may not know, it was Alabama and Georgia Bulldog. And the Alabama Crimson Tide won the game. And this guy had said he wanted Georgia. Well, but you know, the guy said, just be honest. Just be honest. Well, they lost, man. No excuses. See, when you're honest, there's no excuses.
Amen.
How about that? See, when you're honest with God, you say, Lord, you know, I need a Savior. Can I be honest with you, God? We need a Savior. That's why God sent Christ. He didn't send him just for us to make excuses. Well, I would have been right. You can't be right in God's eyes. Your best righteousness, the Bible says, is the right before God. That's the reason we need God's kind of integrity, which only comes in Christ. And we got to become partakers. I heard Pastor say on yesterday, listen, brothers and sisters, you got to become partakers, not only of his bread, which is his body, okay? A lot of the time people only want to become partakers on First Sunday. Well, you know, we got to go and get the communion. Brothers and sisters, you only realize we're to be partakers spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you become partakers with God spiritually, then you're going to be part of his. And like I always say, a partaker is you taking your part. I want to ask you a question. Have you taken your part in Christ lately? Because that's where integrity is at. No reason. See, it's some things that we're not supposed to be part of, and we'll get to that in a moment. And then some things we are. But God's integrity is in Christ, okay? That's why he says in Colossians 1 and 12. I'm going to ask you to read that, Pastor. Colossians 1 and 12. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about honesty. We're talking about uprightness. We're talking about virtue. You know, we're talking about incorruptible. The only way you can be incorruptible is have the word of God in you. So we'll talk about that this week. Because, see, that's what you got born of, the incorruptible seed. And if your spirit have not been born again of the incorruptible seed, then you got to go back and make that happen. That's what gets you fit for the kingdom of God. Is you being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. So you got to get born by the word, not by whooping, not by hollering, not by attending some church, not by paying your tithes, but it has to be predicated on you being born again by the word of God, which is incorruptible. So go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen.
coat.
Colossians 1:12 and the message that reads as follows. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power, enduring everything with perseverance and patience, joyfully, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this, brothers and sisters. It's yours for the asking. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, okay? Mm-hmm. And he encouraging us here to be partakers. Go on and take your part.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, and we won't do it today, we'll do it this week. But Paul lists certain things, matter of fact, about 5 benefits of being a partaker. And we'll talk about that this week, being a partaker. But let me share this with you. Be thankful for your faith. If nothing else, because you believe in Christ. Be thankful for that. And then go ahead on and ask him. Okay? The Bible says you ask God to help. Brother and sister, believe me. He wants you to ask him to help. How I know that? Read verse 9, Pastor.
Okay. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen.
Amen. In the messenger, it reads as follows. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You want that knowledge. You know why the people perish? For the lack of knowledge. Not for the lack of moving, not for the lack of going to a building. No, they perish for the lack of knowledge. God wants you to know the knowledge. He wants you to be like him. I don't know why people have a hard time believing that. So when people start acting like God, they said, you ain't God. Yes, I am. I was made in his image after his likeness. I got to get like him at some point in time. He wants me to be like him.
Yeah.
So why not pray and ask God for his kind of integrity to walk in?
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to give them deep spiritual understanding. That's what he said. That's what he said. Ask God for that wisdom, the insight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how important it is to have the insight or the insight of anything? It doesn't matter what it is. You're ahead when you get the insight. And that's what he's saying. That's what his will is. In all wisdom. Not some of them, but in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Well, why? Because you're spiritual now. You're no longer living after the flesh, but you're living after the spirit. So you need to know, Lord, give me that spiritual understanding. I want spiritual understanding. I told Brother Dwayne yesterday, between my life now and the life when I managed them as a praise pastor, I said, now I got spiritual understanding. Then I had the word, but I didn't have to live it. Now you have to live it. See, when God said lay down your life for him, you have to do that. That ain't nothing you just read. That's something you have to do.
Say that.
What you want to do? You want to walk worthy of that.
Yeah.
You want to walk worthy of that, being fruitful in every good work. You want to walk in that so you can increase your spiritual journey. And those that may not know, yes, you have a spiritual journey. God is a spirit, and they worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. But let me put it to you another way. If you're going to talk to God, you're going to have to talk to him in spirit. Well, how do you do that, Pastor? Go to his word, because his word is spirit and they are light. And so we may deal with that a little bit. But here's the thing. Ask God for understanding, okay? For spiritual understanding. Not understanding of the world, but for spiritual understanding, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to help to live this life. Because when I looked at verse 10, that's what I saw. In verse 10, it was like, ask God to help you live this life. Ask God to give you more knowledge. You know what? We don't have to look at 10 now. Because the more I look at 10, and we're going to move on here in a minute. But let's look at 10, if you will, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen. In the Messenger, it reads as follows. That you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then we need to pray for others who we know that's not walking in that area.
Yeah.
I pray for everybody on this broadcast that at some point in time began to walk in that knowledge, that true knowledge. Because, see, here's the thing, brothers and sisters. There's some things that we're not to walk in, and we may get back to this tomorrow or one day this week, but let me just drop a couple of things on you. First of all, there's a lot of places in the Bible that God tells us not to be partakers of, things he tells us not to be partakers of. One of them is in Revelation 18 and 4. Revelation 18 and 4. Just like we're supposed to be rejoicing as partakers of this divine nature, this divine order. And I want to say it like that. It's a divine order. God wants us to do that.
Yeah.
We're partakers of his divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we're made to be partakers of it. You fit for it. You built for this here. You built for it. You got to start receiving it and walking in it. He wouldn't tell you to walk in it if you wasn't built for it. You built for it. But in Revelation,
Amen.
Revelation, what did I say, 18 and 4?
Yes,
yeah.
Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you read that, please? This is, now just remember, this is what you're not to be partakers of.
Amen. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Amen.
Amen. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to get too deep for you guys that may not be matured in the word. So let me put it to you this way. The her that he's talking about, the her that he says come out from, and he called them my people. Now, that's interesting. You telling your people to come out of something. I want to be clear here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about the organized church. Now, do your research. Her have all, in the New Testament, when you're talking about her, you're talking about the bride of Christ. When you're talking about her, you're talking about the organized church.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
When you're talking about her, yeah, I'm telling you, when you're talking about her, you're talking about the organized church. I don't want to get into that because that's a whole nother teaching, but they are worshiping idol gods, the building, the pastor, the bishop, the organization. See, they worshiping that garbage, and God said, come out of her. Leave that heifer alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me go. I'm trying to keep stay calm. But I want you all to know that he's talking about that organized church. Don't be partakers of that. If you're going to be partakers of something, be partakers of the divine nature.
Yeah.
That's what you ought to be partakers of. Because it's there that you have all these promises. It's in that divine nature.
All right. Like amen.
But we'll get into it this week. I have a lot of things I want to share. But how can a person get away from that evil system? That evil system is that organized church. And they got a lock. They got a lockdown on God's people. The organized church got a lockdown on people, on God's people. Now, a lot of people don't like for me to talk like this because they feel some type of way. Baby, don't be offended. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about a system that requires you to not give them your food money or your light money, but pay your light bill. God ain't going to send you to hell if you miss your tithe, which is an Old Testament teaching. It's not even a New Testament teaching. Preacher from Guyana, Georgia, called me this last night and was asking me, said, well, Pastor, what I'm going to do with this scripture? I said, what scripture? So she quoted this scripture about at the beginning of the week, then you lay up. I said, yep, that's what you're supposed to do. Well, how I'm going to do that if I don't go to church? I said, he ain't saying nothing about going to church. Yeah, see, some people want to read things into things and tie things into. No, stop doing that mess. Listen to what with your spirit. He ain't saying nothing about landing up in no church building. That ain't even the scripture, brothers and sisters. But I said, what God is saying is, just like you ought to be laying something aside for your saving, for one day you're going to retire, you need to put something aside. Or it may be all gravy now, but there's going to come a day where you're going to need a little bit. Social Security may not be enough for you. So lay a little bit to the side. So what he's talking about now is you lay a little bit to the side because you may have a neighbor. You may have a family member. You may have somebody cross your path. God said, help them out. And you can help them, but you won't because you're too busy trying to pay the deacon salary and the choir salary and the organist salary. How about the organist get paid more than a pastor? I mean, all of it. All this stuff I'm talking about is supposed to be for the edifying of the body of Christ. But instead, they've made a religion out of it. A pastor has to be over a church. That ain't even scripture, brothers and sisters. That's another lie. Do your research. That ain't over God's church. Christ is over his church.
A pastor
is somebody who leads people in the path of righteousness. And you edify people and you build them up. Ephesians 4, it ain't went nowhere. It's right there. I promise you it's there. So these was gifts God gave to the body. It was gift Christ gave to the church, to his body, to the church. He ain't put nobody over him. Something. But I told her, I said, well, what you do is you just lay the money up, whatever it is, do of your own free will. There's no mandatory amount. There's no, that's not true. And no one can get the Bible and show me, oh, you're supposed to lay up this, and you're supposed to lay up that. The only way they can do that is they go back to the Old Testament. And remember, that's old. Hello? That's old. You know what you do with old stuff? You throw it away. That's old. You are a new creature. Wait, forget about the old. All things have become new. Everything. The way you give, the way you operate, we're operating on a new covenant. It has to be in your spirit, man, from your heart. Your heart is your spirit. See?
Amen.
So I had to go through all this to explain it. Just lay it up. And if God sends somebody across your path to have a need, bless them. Don't look for nothing back. That's the other thing. A lot of times people want to give you a few dollars. Now, it's a difference between a loan and giving somebody something. But if God put it in your spirit to bless your child, bless them. Don't look for nothing bad. And don't talk about it no more. Let it go.
Amen.
Guess what? You'll have men to give unto your bosom. Some sisters, some 100. God will bless you. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about where it's going to come from. That ain't your job. That's his job.
Yeah,
see, Jesus' job was to multiply the fish. The boy's job was to give Jesus the fish and the bread. Uh-huh. The disciples' job was to put them in order and lines of fish so they can be fed properly. Yeah, read your Bible. It's there. But Jesus' job was to take bread and make bread and take fish and make fish. And then he had 12 baskets left. So we got to know our job and know his job. Be responsible. Become partakers of a divine nature. That's your job. You say, okay, Pastor, how you do that? Well, hey, let me know. I'll give you a whole lot of scriptures how you become a partaker. And hold it. Maybe before the week's out, we'll tell you, because God wants you to have all this knowledge, but you got to ask him to be filled with his joy, his strength. And like the scripture said, be thankful. Yeah, but we'll show you how to make it happen. Hallelujah. All you got to do is ask. We'll have private Bible study. We'll have a Bible study, period. It don't have to be private. We'll announce it because you may have questions. We want to answer your questions scripturally. So if anybody have any scriptures, anything you've been wondering about, you know, it's just like I was talking about in the book of Revelation. You may not understand when God said to come out from among her. You might want to do your research, find out who is her. Because you don't want to be in the wrong place. You don't want to be in the wrong place. He told you to get out of a certain place. You want to make sure you're not there.
Hell's
going to drop right. Oh, well, let me get out from over here. Yeah. If you know a bomb's going to drop in your house and they done told you and proven to you, why are you staying there? Why are you staying up in there?
Right.
Yeah. And they tell you, they're going to put a bomb in this school. God forbid. But you'll get up out of there, see? That's how that works.
Amen.
Well, anyone have any other questions? Anything you want to ask? You got 5 minutes. Anything you want to share?
So in Psalms, back to integrity, in Psalms 25 and 21 also, and Proverbs 11 and 3. So, you know, we do have a lot of scriptures talking about integrity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about this week, brothers and sisters, how to develop integrity. And we'll go back and we'll look at some things just to show you everything you see in the Old Testament, Christ gave it to you in the New Testament. Meanwhile, anybody else?
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Well, look here, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon. Thanks, Pastor, again